around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
On the 29th of August, the electoral lowering of voting age for local elections and polls legislation bill was read in Parliament and will now go to the Select Committee. I spoke with Make It 16 co-director Thomas Broschieri about what this means for the push to lower the voting age for local elections and why it is important to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote. Can you briefly explain what Make It 16 is?
Make 16 is a campaign organisation dedicated to ensuring the voting age for local and general elections gets lowered to 16.
So, on the 29th of August, the electoral lowering voting age for local elections and polls legislation bill received its first reading in Parliament and will now be sent to the Justice Select Committee. What does this mean for the push to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote?
Oh, look, it's absolutely monumental. We did hear the announcement of the bill last year and we were kind of concerned that it wasn't going to be introduced before the end of Parliament, but now obviously it has been introduced. We've had our first reading. The select committee process will be absolutely massive for ensuring the progression of this bill, show the vast amount of support that the idea does have. And of course, no matter what happens after the election, we do hope that the government will see the merits of this bill and the merits of extending the voting age.
Following on from that, statistics show that local elections only received a 40% turnout from the 2022 local elections. What impact do you think lowering the voting age would have on voter turnout?
Absolutely. I think lowering the voting age for local elections would increase turnout. In Scotland, they did a similar thing. It was lowered to 16 for the Scottish parliamentary election, which was pretty much local election. And there was actually quite a bit of turnout from 16 and 17-year-olds. It was shown in a study by Jan Eichhorn and Christine Hubner at the University of Edinburgh that these people who did turn out to vote for the first time did continue to vote. And that also builds lifelong voting habits, because when you do allow students to vote earlier, you can not only engage them in the education system, but you can also entrench that habit in them while their brains are still developing, so that is a bonus. So absolutely, I think it would increase turnout, not just in the short term, but also in the long term.
Why is it important to lower the voting age for local elections in particular?
Yeah, so there are constitutional differences in terms of how easy it is to lower the voting age for the two types of elections. But for local elections, it's really important because as a 16 and 17-year-old, you're more likely to live at home, so you're more likely to be actively engaged and involved in your community. What this looks like is 16 and 17-year-olds using public facilities such as parks, swimming pools, using the education systems and infrastructure, working local jobs, all of this stuff that does affect local communities and is part just run by local councils. So it's really, really important to get them out there and give them that ability to vote when they are so involved in their communities.
What are Make It 16's next steps in your campaign?
Get the bill passed. We want to ensure that support for this is as high as it can possibly be, because it is a good idea that we believe in wholeheartedly, that will not only give youth the right to express their voices, but also, I mentioned, increasing voter turnout, strengthening our democracy, basically. We want the bill to be able to pass, go through select committee, get as many submissions as possible on that. And also, some of our members are running a youth debate in Auckland, which is a debate run by youth for youth, rather than debates which are run by news corporations who don't necessarily have every single topic that a young person is interested about actually being on display. So that's also a really important thing that's occurring throughout the election, but overall we just want to ensure young people's voices are heard throughout this term or throughout this period of time.
That was Thomas Broschieri on the electoral lowering voting age for local elections and polls legislation bill being read in Parliament.